Man, it is so great to have the NFL back. I know that they are pushing the social justice garbage. They're doubling down on it. But I'll be honest with you, it hasn't been nearly as bad as I expected it to be. Week one of the NFL regular season was absolutely phenomenal. And it was capped off last night by one of the best Monday night football games that I have seen in years. The Ravens and the Raiders put on a clinic. I like the NBA. I know some of you guys on my audience like Major League Baseball, but neither league comes close to being as entertaining as the NFL. The NFL is the only league that we have that is consistently entertaining and exciting through the entirety of the regular season. The NBA is not great until the playoffs. Now, me personally, I don't find baseball to be the least bit compelling, but even still, Major League Baseball really doesn't ramp up until late summer, this time of year right now when the pennant chases are going on. Like I said, Monday Night Football last night, Ravens, Raiders. When you think of those two teams, what's the first thing that comes to mind? For example, say you're working at ESPN and you're tasked with putting together a promo package for Monday Night Football, Ravens, Raiders. Who are you going to include in this package? Lamar Jackson? Derek Carr, maybe you pull some historical figures, maybe a Ray Lewis. Perhaps you mention the head coaches. Jon Gruden has deep ties to the Raiders. My point is, you're going to include big names, stars. But this is ESPN we're talking about. The network who bends over and accepts the agenda right up the ass. ESPN put out a promo for Monday Night Football yesterday. It started off by mentioning the Raiders beginning their second year in Las Vegas, taking on the Ravens. So far, so good. Then it derails. It goes straight into the woke politics. If Carl Nassib sees action, he will become the first openly gay athlete to take part in a regular season NFL game. Oh, so exciting! First off, this is nothing against Carl Nassib. He actually did play last night, forced a game-changing fumble late in the game. Carl Nassib ended up being an impact player last night. Good for him. But like I said, this is nothing against and has nothing to do with Carl Nassib. This is about ESPN going out of their way to spotlight someone's sexuality and making it a big deal. While you were watching that game last night, at any point, did you wonder about the sexuality of Derek Carr? Did you wonder if Lamar Jackson was into women or if he was into dudes? Do you care? The answer is no, no, and no. Normal people don't give a damn what goes on an NFL player's bedroom. They don't care. The only people that seem to care about it are the woke. Oh, and believe me, the damn media has jumped all over this story. Carl Nassib played well last night. I'll give him credit. And I'm not taking anything away from him. But any other player, you would not be seeing headlines like this. Headline at NBC: Carl Nassib makes LGBTQ history in a game-saving play. What the hell is LGBTQ history? What is that? I've heard of American history, heard of world history, heard of NFL history. I have never heard of LGBTQ KXYZ history. Never heard of it. Headline at CNN, similar to the one at NBC. But the headline over at Deadline is the one I found to be the most interesting. If you've been following me here on the channel for a while, then you already know I think Deadline is a dump. One of the worst media outlets in this country. Deadline rarely gets anything right, and they completely botched this story as well. Headline over at Deadline: Carl Nassib's history-making moment deserved better. What the hell did they want to happen? Did they want the NFL to just stop the damn game? Give Carl Nassib this history-making game ball? Did they want to parade him around the field? Look at this, the first gay player to force a fumble in an NFL game. Who cares? No one. No one cares. No one outside of the 10% of the population that identify as woke. I call them the irrelevant portion of the population. Outside of these dumbasses, no one gives a damn about Carl Nassib's sexuality. Don't go read the article at Deadspin. It will make your eyes bleed. I took the pleasure of reading it for you so you could just see how ridiculous these people are. The writer of this article is Sam Fells. I don't know who he is, but obviously he lacks intelligence. This dude actually blasted ESPN for having the audacity to play a clip of fans of the Kansas City Chiefs doing the tomahawk chop. Those bastards, you can't show people doing the tomahawk chop in 2021. It may be offensive to 0.001% of the population. Sam Fells then proceeds to blast ESPN for the way they handled coverage of Carl Nassib in his history-breaking moment. The dude forces a fumble, and these people act like he is saving starving children in Madagascar. He said that Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, and Lewis Riddick sounded uncomfortable when talking about Carl Nassib. You know what? If they were uncomfortable, who could blame them? They were probably being pressured in their headsets to talk about this relentlessly. I mean, what do you want them to say? When J.J. Watt makes a big play on defense, I never hear Al Michaels say something like, "That was a huge stop by J.J. Watt, who, by the way, is banging this smoking hot blonde after the game tonight. J.J. Watt is heterosexual." What did you want Steve Levy to say about Carl Nassib? Besides the usual football talk, I mean, what do you want him to say? "Carl Nassib with a game-changing forced fumble, and he will celebrate tonight by banging the Pepperidge Farm guy." These people are ridiculous. I don't have a problem with gay people. I don't have a problem with Carl Nassib. I actually feel bad for him right now. It's not like he is asking for all of this promotion around his sexuality. Though, I did find it kind of strange that the way he came out over the summer. I don't remember anyone ever asking Carl Nassib about his sexuality. I don't remember anyone asking if he was gay. Matter of fact, casual NFL fans had no idea who the hell he was until he came out of the closet. But this is the reason ESPN is dying. The constant promotion of anything LGBTQ, the constant denigration of white people, Captain Woke, Stephen A. Smith, chewing up valuable airtime every day, whining about white privilege. Then ESPN wonders why their audience is in steep decline, while only 200, 250,000 people watch Woke Take every morning. This message has been made clear over and over again. At minimum, half the population doesn't want to see this type of stuff when they're watching sports, which is probably why the crew on Monday Night Football was so uncomfortable last night. Of course, the ESPN executives don't care. As long as they fall in line with the agenda, that's all that matters to them. All right, you guys, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of the ESPN promo and the way that the media is covering Carl Nassib in his history-breaking moment. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.